All right. Every Friday, we will go through the NFL card. All 32 teams, of course, are playing on opening weekend. We saw game one last night. The 106th NFL season kicked off with the Eagles holding on for a 24-20 win over Dallas. Tonight, we get Kansas City and the Chargers. Before we go through some of these games, I will have my smell test picks in about an hour. Ben Standing, by the way, will join us at 12. So the NFL, we talked about this forever. It's designed for every team to believe that it has a chance heading into the season opener. And that is not an exaggeration because it's delivered many times over. Since 1990, all right, and this is now a streak of 35 consecutive seasons after last year, at least four teams that qualified for the playoffs were not in the postseason the year before. The four new playoff teams last year were Denver, Washington, the Chargers, and Minnesota. In 26 of the last 29 NFL seasons, from 96 through 2024, at least one team has made the playoffs the season following finishing last in their division. Last year, the Chargers, Vikings, and Washington, three teams accomplished that feat. Last place to the postseason. In six consecutive years from 2019 through 2024, and in 21 of the past 23 seasons, a team that chose in the top five of the NFL draft qualified for the postseason. Washington, of course, accomplished that feat last year after selecting Jaden Daniels number two overall. The Chargers did it as well. They selected Joe Alt at number five overall. Oftentimes, it's not the massive surprise that that number and those stats would indicate because the team was bad the year before because it had a lot of injuries. You know, the quarterback was out, and therefore it finished in last place, or it finished out of the postseason. But a lot of the times, it's just a shocker. You know, last year, Washington was a shocker. The year before that, Houston was a shocker. We're going to get one of those. We're going to get one of those this year. It's just hard to predict which one. Several new quarterbacks this year under center, you know, taking it, I guess, alphabetically. Atlanta has Michael Penix Jr. In for Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins did not get traded. He is the backup to Michael Penix Jr. In Cleveland, Joe Flacco is back. He's going to start in Indy. Daniel Jones beat out Anthony Richardson. In Vegas, Geno Smith, after signing as a free agent, is the Raiders starter. In Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy, who was picked in the top 10 in the 24 draft, but got injured and didn't play as a rookie, will start on Monday night for the Vikings. Drake May will start because he did not start week one last year. Jacoby Brissett was the starter for the Patriots week one last year, and they went into Cincinnati and won. New Orleans is going to start Spencer Rattler. The Giants are starting Russell Wilson. The Jets are starting Justin Fields. Pittsburgh starting Aaron Rodgers. Seattle is starting Sam Darnold, and Tennessee will start Cam Ward. 12 teams have a different starting quarterback in week one. That effort, year in and year out, to find the guy is always going to be the number one priority for teams that don't have that guy. And fortunately, for the first time in a long time, we don't have to worry about that. All right. Last night, we saw the kickoff game go Philadelphia's way. Hell of a game. We talked about it in the opening of the show. CeeDee Lamb, two drops for sure, a third that was certainly catchable. If you're an elite receiver, you got to pull that in. The fumble by Miles Sanders, obviously self-inflicted damage for the Cowboys in a game that was right there for them to win. And the big, you know, sub, you know, storyline heading is Jalen Carter spitting before the first play from scrimmage and getting tossed from that football game. Tonight we get the Brazil game. This will be the last Friday night game in week one for a while because, as I described the other day, the 1961 provision, you know, Communications Act essentially prohibits the NFL from playing starting on the second Friday of September. Well, this is the first Friday of September, and last year was the first Friday of September, but this year, with Labor Day being later, the second Friday will be the first football Friday will be the second Friday, and they won't be able to play Friday football. So enjoy the 2-year run last year in Brazil with the Packers and the Eagles, and tonight 8 o'clock kick between the Chiefs and the Chargers. The Chiefs are a 3-point favorite in this game. The total is 46.5. The referee is Carl Cheffers. The game kicks at 8, not at 8:15, not at 8:20. It's on YouTube. Rich Eisen, Kurt Warner, Stacy Dales will be on the field for this one. The Chiefs have won 7 straight against the Chargers, with each of the last 3 including game-winning or go-ahead scores in the final 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. They have played some tight games, the Chiefs and the Chargers have. You know, starting the season, Cowboys, Eagles, Chargers, Chiefs, Packers, Chargers, Chiefs, Packers, Lions. There are some big divisional matchups with teams expected to fight it out for divisions. Not last night necessarily, but tonight. So a big game. I kind of like the Chiefs tonight. Week one, again, always hard. But Andy Reid has 17 wins in season opening games. That's the most among active head coaches, and they are 9 out of their last 10 in week one. You give Andy Reid plenty of time to prepare, his team is ready. You could say the same thing about Jim Harbaugh. In the NFL as a head coach, he is 5-0 in season opening games. I kind of would lean Chiefs to win this game and to cover, but I can tell you now it's not going to be a smell test selection. We go to Sunday, 1 o'clock window, Tampa at Atlanta. Man, did they play 2 football games last year. They played a Thursday night game that went to overtime. Cousins threw for over 500 yards in that game. Atlanta swept Tampa last year, but then things started to fall apart. Tampa at the end of last year had issues on defense. They are healthy defensively. Max has Tampa as the 1 seed in the NFC. I have them winning the division as well. I think it's a well-coached team. Baker Mayfield, 41 touchdown passes last year, a career high. 3rd in pass yards last year, a career high. 4th in QBR at 106.8, in passer rating at 106.8. He had a hell of a season. Bucky Irving was great. He led all rookies in scrimmage yards last year. By the way, Rashad White's not bad. You mentioned yesterday Mac Igbuka out of Ohio State. Evans, you know, still there. Godwin, you know, their defense should be awesome. I'm a big Michael Penix Jr. fan. He played pretty well in Washington in a game that they had to have too late in the season. That was the game that would have kept them in the playoff hunt. I blame, if I'm a Falcons fan, I blame their head coach for that one. Raheem Morris butchered the clock multiple times in that game. Referee is Lan Clark. This is an NBA. This is a Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma game on Fox on Sunday. Also at 1 o'clock, how about Cincinnati at Cleveland? A lot of talk about Cincinnati, for sure. The Bengals last year, a 9-8 football team with Joe Burrow having a near MVP season. Some believe that it was 4,918 passing yards, 43 touchdown passes. Their defense was horrendous. They get Trey Hendrickson in the fold for this year. The Shamar Stewart, you know, selection doesn't look like it's going to work out, at least early in the season. You know, Cam Taylor Britt led the team last year in pass defense, but that's the story of Cincinnati's 2025 season. Do they get modest improvement on defense so that they can win that 10th or 11th game? Remember, their losses last year were all nail biters that could have gone either way. They open up with Cleveland, and this is a Browns team that with Flacco a couple of years ago, it's really just a year and a half ago, won 5 of their final 6 and made the playoffs. He can still sling it. Their issue, I think, will be the surrounding and supporting cast. Jerry Jeudy's on the team. The real target will be David Njoku, the tight end. Of course, they've got Myles Garrett defensively, Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit on defense. This one right now is a stinky line, to be honest with you, with Cincinnati just a 5-point favorite at Cleveland in the opener. Adrian Hill is your referee. Kevin Kugler, Daryl Moose Johnston on the Fox coverage. Also at 1 o'clock, Dolphins and Colts from Lucas Oil Stadium. A lot of people down on the Dolphins right now. A lot of the, you know, in locker room stuff with Tariq Hill. Can they stay healthy? You know, what's the real feeling right now on the coaching staff? We'll see. They play an indie team that, believe it or not, in this opener is only a 1-point underdog, a team with one of the lower over-under totals of the season. They're going to go with Daniel Jones. They've got Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. They've got a healthy Michael Pittman and Josh Downs and Alec Pierce. They've got some weapons defensively. DeForest Buckner's still over there. Quiddy Pay is still over there. They shouldn't be terrible if Daniel Jones can play much better than he has. Look, I thought last time we saw Daniel Jones, he looked absolutely shot. He looked mentally shot. He looked scared. It was a bad situation for him. Is it a breath of fresh air and a new life? He showed us what he was capable of during that playoff season, but they need that and more to make any sort of run. But don't be surprised if Indy plays Miami tough. Referee is Brad Allen. Kickoffs at 1, CBS, Andrew Catalan, and Charles Davis. Carolina's an interesting team. They're at Jacksonville in the 1 o'clock window on Sunday. I don't know if there was a bigger turnaround than Bryce Young when he got that second opportunity last year. Really came on at the end. He's done that every stage of his football career. People say in high school, then obviously in college. Is he capable of looking like a number one overall? I have a feeling Carolina, with their coaching staff and Bryce Young, are going to be much improved. I love Chuba Hubbard. I think they made a really good addition in Rico Dowdle. I was not a big Tet McMillan guy, the Arizona wide receiver. We'll see. He's a big target, no doubt about that. Yeah, they're an interesting team. So is Jacksonville. You know, new coach in Liam Cohen, and we'll see whether or not, you know, the young, you know, general manager, the young coach, can get Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne and Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter to really step up in a division that always seems winnable. 1 o'clock kick. Alex Moore is your head referee. Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth for Fox on the call. How about Raiders at Patriots, 1 o'clock? A lot of people in love with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. I'm a big Vrabel fan. I think he gets more out of less as much as anybody does. They've added Travion Henderson. They've added Stephon Diggs. They've added Harold Landry. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's going to come down to May. He's a talent, no doubt. Does he put it together in year two? Who knows? Meantime, Pete Carroll in his first game as the head coach of the Raiders, Geno Smith, and the rookie Ashton Jeanty selected number 6 overall, second highest selected running back by the Raiders ever. They selected Darren McFadden back in 2008. They also added Raheem Mostert, and Brock Bowers had one of the great rookie seasons of all time by a tight end. By the way, Amari Cooper, he retired yesterday, right, Max? Did I see that?
Yeah,
they added him this week or last week, and then he promptly retired. I think that's true.
It is, yeah. Camp, he just one bill for camp. Wasn't interested after they signed him.
Amari Cooper hasn't looked interested in a while.
Yeah. I think he drove from like Cleveland to Buffalo in the middle of the night, and then he got to Buffalo and things were disappointing. So, I mean, I think he's just done, ready to get out, ready to take his money and invest it elsewhere.
Max Crosby always looks interested, and that's the team that Jeremy Chinn went to, the Raiders. In the opener between the Raiders and the Patriots, that game is in Foxborough, and currently New England is a 2.5-point favorite. Spiro Dedes, Adam Archuleta. Archuleta's good on CBS. One of the teams that I think you could make the case doesn't have any hope in 2025, the New Orleans Saints. Kellen Moore in his first year, he's going to start Spencer Rattler. We saw him last year. They still have Alvin Kamara. They still have Chris Olave. They get Rashid Shaheed back after his injury. He can take the top off for sure. You know, Cam Jordan's still on the other side of the field along with DeMario Davis, but the Saints are one of those teams you look at and you think they should stink. We'll see about, you know, Jonathan Gannon and Kyler Murray and the mix in Arizona. They've got some talent around Murray, Connor McBride, Marvin Harrison Jr. They added Josh Sweat, remember, in the offseason from Philadelphia. CBS, 1 o'clock, Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker on the call. A game that will get a lot of attention, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers visiting the Meadowlands to face the New York Jets. The Jets with Aaron Glenn in their first game, and Aaron Rodgers taking the helm with Pittsburgh. This is a short line. It reeks a little bit. The Jets are going to throw Justin Fields out there with Breece Hall. Don't be surprised if Braylon Allen, the big Wisconsin running back who was a rookie last year, ends up having a massive year for the Jets. But all eyes will be on Rodgers and DK Metcalf. And are the Steelers better offensively? Because there is great belief in that defense, which, let's not forget, added Jalen Ramsey to the mix. Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt on the coverage for CBS, head referee in this one, Bill Vinovich. That's a 1 o'clock game. We know where our game stands. We'll get to the 4 o'clock window when we come back. All of our discussion of the NFL all season long, brought to you by Paramount. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, my name is Max Ames. It is Friday, September 5th, and here is what's happening. The Eagles, they beat the Cowboys last night in the inaugural game of the NFL season. Jalen Carter thrown out of the game for the first play of scrimmage for the spitting on Dak Prescott. Nearly perfect offensive performance in the first half that really kind of slowed down in the second, including a rain delay that did not help things. A few key drops from CeeDee Lamb down the stretch, the Eagles win 24-20. Christian McCaffrey has been added to the San Francisco 49ers injury report with a calf injury. Doesn't appear to be entering the season as healthy as we first thought. My apologies to all the Christian McCaffrey heads in fantasy land. The Nats, they take on the Cubs in an afternoon weekend series from Wrigley Field. Jake Irvin on the bump versus Javier Assad. First pitch at 2:20 on the Fan. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 1:50. Over on 106.7 The Fan. Maryland football, they play tonight. They will take on Northern Illinois in College Park. Kickoff is at 7:30. Pregame at 6:30 right here on the Team 980 following Burgundy Gold today with Linnell Willingham. Tonight, the Chargers, they take on the Chiefs live from Brazil at 8 o'clock. That'll be on YouTube for free. Speaking of YouTube, this update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Den's office during football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.